yard in the country, but it would be close to the house because that takes a lot of labor.
There'd be split rail fences that you might use for fencing fields. And there are barbed wire fences, which is spelled B-A-R-B-E-D, but you don't pronounce the E-D on the barbed wire fence. And those are used for large fields, pastures, and ranch land usually.
How's a picket fence put together? Is it woven or nailed?
No, it's nailed. I would say a picket fence is made of small slats of wood, rather narrow, usually pointed on the top, sometimes rounded. And you put up a framework of posts with cross rails and then nail the pickets to the cross rails. I've never seen a woven fence in this part of the country. You'd see a split rail fence woven in and out between mm-hmm. posts, but not a picket fence woven.
Do you ever hear a picket fence called a paling fence?
No. I can see that it might be, but I've never heard it called that.
What about another name for a split rail fence?
I don't think I've ever heard another name. I might have. A log fence?
Okay.
Is there a log fence?
What about, you know, when you lay the first foundation of the split rail fence down, it goes in and out, you know, just the first layer?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear a name for that?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear laying the worm?
Nope. Never heard that.
Okay. To set up a barbed wire fence, you dig holes for the...
You dig post holes. With a post hole digger. Mm-hmm. And then you put the usually untrimmed cedar posts in the ground. They use cedar because it doesn't rot. And then you put little hook things in the cedar posts that you attach the barbed wire to. They're like a staple.
Mm-hmm.
And then you run the barbed wire through it.
What would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
I've seen lots of them. I'm not sure what I'd call it. I guess I'd call it a stone wall. Or if it's loose laid, it would be... can't think what it would be.
What do you mean loose laid?
I mean if it doesn't have mortar.
Hmm.
A loose laid fence or wall would... I have heard them called loose laid. But there is a word for it, and I know I've seen them other places. They're not used very much around here except in the hill country because there's not enough rock. They're not an East Texas phenomenon.
Where's the hill country in Texas? North Texas?
No, Central Texas. It runs from north of Austin down to around San Antonio. And it's probably the prettiest part of Texas. It's got little rock rivers and very pretty clear streams, lots of springs. It's where the... Edwards Plateau is coming up, and it's an area where there are a lot of hills as compared to the East Texas flat country and the West Texas high country. And it's got much more rain than West Texas, so it's usually green.
How is Texas divided? I mean, I know there's East Texas. What is this considered?
We're on the fringe of East Texas. We're really on the coastal plain.
I mean, what's the next division, the next populous division?
The hill country goes from slightly west of here to west of Austin, and then you get the plains out west of that. And North Texas is usually considered anything around in the Dallas-Fort Worth area over to Wichita Falls, north of the hill country and north of the East Texas Piney Woods,
mm-hmm.
but not as far west as the Panhandle. And then the Panhandle is plains again, and it's much drier.
Is that called West Texas, the Panhandle, or just the Panhandle?
Well, some people would say West Texas and include the Panhandle in that, but you do also make a distinction of the Panhandle area from the real West Texas area because it's wetter. It gets more rain, it's more agricultural.
What about South Texas?
South Texas is along the Rio Grande, and it's a band that is rather narrow in the west and then gets wider as you come east to the coast. So anything from Corpus Christi south is called South Texas.